This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. Just thanking God for being in God's church, where the Word of God goes forth, where we have the true leaders of God, the true leader. We have the true saints of God. We're worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And I'm thanking Him for the Word of God that's able to save my soul from sin. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, bringing us what thus saith the Lord, our pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about the building of God today. Before we get into that thought, the firstborn choir.
Offer up
the old man.
that beautiful? Thank God. The firstborn. That's what we are. God's firstborn. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
At any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. Great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, the stand they took. We are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. And the doctrine is the Ten Commandments, which is God's word, which is law, God commanded. Isn't that beautiful to know that? Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. We believe on the Lord as the scripture says. Yes. And that's what the scripture is letting us know. Yes. It's our wisdom and our understanding when we keep God's word. Yes. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:1. God's building, that's who we are. And it's not the building that we're in. This is man's building, but God's building is the building that God builds. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Made by God. Yes. Made without natural hands. Yes. 2 Corinthians 5:1. Deacon?
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God.
Now you only know that if you feel you're living for God. Every Christian that reads this and everyone that feels they know God, they feel that's me. We have a building of God.
And, what? And house not made with hands, eternal in heaven.
Isn't that beautiful? So we can't think about our parents who brought us here. They didn't make this building that's going to God. They made the natural building you see, and yet they didn't. They only duplicated it. God made it. Isn't that beautiful? We only duplicate what God did. But this building that God is talking about, not made with natural hands. Let's go to Hebrews 3:1. Let's go there. One thing about Paul had knowledge. And God gave it to him. And all we have to do is receive it. Isn't that beautiful? Or not. That's choice. The ones that stop it in this broadcast, they got a choice to listen, believe, or not. Hebrews 3:1, what does it say?
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
And that's a beautiful thing that no one realized, that we have a heavenly calling. Heaven is calling us. Isn't that beautiful?
All right, it is beautiful.
Come up to us. This is the way. Heavenly calling is God calling us. Isn't that beautiful? Consider what?
Yes, the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus.
Now, if we consider him, we have to consider one thing. The calling is holy brethren, not Baptist brethren or Presbyterian. It's holy. That makes you part of the heavenly calling, because you have to be sanctified to be called by God. Or that's in God's plan when he calls you to sanctify, right?
Yes.
Read.
Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, the reason why God is suffering to compare with Moses, because who the Lord came like. Isn't that beautiful? The Creator came like the one he created.
Yes.
Moses was the perfect example. What about you and I? That's why the Lord said, go back to Moses. He wrote of me. So if you want to find out the writings of God and what all God is all about, go back to Moses, because he is the perfect example. So perfect that the Lord came just like him.
Yes.
Isn't that what he said? Who was faithful to him.
As also Moses was faithful in all his house.
As also Moses. That'd be for what?
For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house.
So Moses' house was built by God. Yes. So we talk about a house that's not made by hands. That's the way you and I are, made without hands, made by the Word. Now, can every church goer say that? The Word making me. The Word makes me not have gods, not make graven images. That's why we don't wear crosses. Word make me do that. What make you do what you do? Traditions. The old man handed down. Fourth verse. For every house
is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God.
Now wait. Every house is built by some man. Let's go to Genesis. All right. And I believe the scripture. This is how you get the knowledge of God. You don't try to figure it out in your mind. So, well, God made the earth without hands. God didn't tell you that. All he told you that his hands not flesh and blood. God's a spirit. And we don't know what a spiritual hand looked like, do we? But I know what a natural hand looked like. And he said, every house is built by some man. Genesis 2 and 7 says what?
It says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Well, it must have been a man that made that dust a man. So it must have been Gabriel.
Yes.
Because every man is built by some man. That's what the scripture says. Well, God don't need to be in the form of Gabriel. He didn't have to, but that's who was dealing with Adam, wasn't it?
Right.
I believe he's the one who woke him up, didn't he?
Yes.
Now, if God was all spirit and it wasn't a body, why did he breathe into his nostrils? You breathe out of a nose and out of a mouth, right? So he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the scripture says every man is built by some. Every house built by some man, right?
Yes.
And Moses was a house, right?
Right.
Yes. I think Adam was too.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
So you just can't pick where you want to go when God is building his house. When God builds you, God got a place for you.
Yes.
And that place is where his anointed is.
Yes.
If that means his anointed is in Jerusalem, the Ethiopians have to go to Jerusalem, right?
Yes.
So you got to go where your leader is, and where God would have you to be. God got a place for everybody when he's building his building, right? Read.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant.
Now listen,
to the sight.
Out of the ground, God made every tree that's pleasant to the sight.
Yes.
Out of the ground.
Yes.
That's what it says, right?
Yes.
Read.
And good for food.
And good for food. Out of the ground. What?
The tree of life also in the midst.
Now, it didn't say the tree of life didn't come out of the ground.
No.
Because the tree of life wasn't natural. It didn't say it came out of the ground. It said, now the tree of life in the midst of the garden. And what?
In the midst of the garden and the tree of knowledge of good, and evil.
It wasn't good. That tree wasn't good for food. That's why God said don't eat it. So that didn't come out of the ground either.
Right.
What was good for food? What came out of the ground?
Yes.
This tree wasn't good for food. It was good for knowledge of good and evil.
Right.
But he said every tree that was pleasant to sight, he made it come out. So it must have been an apple. No, it wasn't. It didn't come out the ground.
Right.
Whatever the tree looked like, it wasn't a fruit tree.
Right.
That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
It wasn't good for food.
Right.
Now, it might have looked like an apple tree, but who said it looked like an apple tree? Somebody's carnal mind. All right. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 1. Let's go there. That's beautiful to know that out of the ground, tree of knowledge of good and the evil, he had it.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 5:1, read it again.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, We have a building of God.
It's easy to say it until we start getting sick. No, we got a building of God. You don't want to talk about that building when you get sick. Right. Pastor, pray for me. We got no worry. We got a building of God. It can't be dissolved. But I want to think about that one right now. I want to talk about this building I feel. You got to be somewhere in God to say, I'm ready to go home. Now, if all of us had a quick exit and said, who would you rather be with? God or here? In a twinkle of an eye, everybody would do just like that. But it's the things you got to go through. I tell you, get through it. You say, Lord, shorten my time because this is pretty rough. But God said he put them on us that they're able to bear. So read it again. For we know
that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the
beautiful?
Heavens.
Let's go to Amos. Now, God's building is made by a plumb line. God's building is straight. God's building is strict. 7 and 7, Amos, what did it say?
Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line.
So wait a minute, he came just like Moses. The plumb line he gave Moses, he stood on that same wall that was made by the plumb line he had in his hand. Yes. It was all about the commandments. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Made by a plumb line, what?
With a plumb line in his hand.
What?
And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? Mm-hmm. And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people,
Isn't that
Israel.
Beautiful? Plumb line, that means the word.
Yes.
Because it hangs straight. Read.
Beautiful. I will not again pass by them anymore.
So I don't care what we say or do, this is not going to change. Because that's God. Go to Genesis 2. Genesis 2 and 15. It is not going to change. God put that plumb line there. And the enemy, what it said, the enemy would think to change laws and times. And he's good at that. We have to have knowledge.
Yes.
2 and 15, Genesis.
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
Isn't that beautiful? Got a place for us and things for us to do. What? Yes.
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat.
What?
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Plumb line.
Yes.
This is what you go by.
God.
Without that plumb line, Adam wouldn't have anything to go by saying he loved God, obey God. You need that plumb line.
Right.
We have that plumb line today.
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew's 7 and 13. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We may not be running out of our shoes. But if you run out of your shoes, where are you going to run to? So you might as well sit there and accept the word and soak in the word. Because you ain't going to, you know, if you run out of shoes, they're going to make you get you out of here. You go hear the word. You know, some get all excited and, ooh, they run to the restroom and won't come back because they don't want to hear the word. So the Lord had me in the spirit. No, the enemy had you in the restroom. But that was. Matthew's 7 and 13, what does it say?
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
That's that plumb line. And when the churchgoers hear about that straight gate, they want room to be able to wiggle and say, well, if I don't feel good, I want to be able to say, I ain't coming for a month because I don't feel good. And I won't be feeling good after that for a couple of weeks. I need a little hiatus time. That's what the church world like that. So I have a God who understands all of my personal problems. You got people understand it too. Read.
Yes. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction.
They don't understand what broad is. Broad is liberalism. Anytime you do whatever you want to do, that's liberalism. That gets you in trouble because it takes you outside the gates that God have for us. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And many there be which go in thereat.
Many going in there what?
But straight is the gate.
Because straight
is the gate. and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be.
That's that just a few are going to find it. So let's not get excited because look, I said, well, ain't but a few of us. Let's stay reminded, ain't but a few. That's all you had. You think about it again. When they went down to Egypt, 70 souls.
Yes.
Down, just think about it. How many churches you got here in Los Angeles, you get a group of 70 people in the whole Los Angeles, not talking about the whole America. That ain't nothing. That's what we're like unto.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. Let's see. Yes. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, mm-hmm. but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
20 verses what?
Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them.
St. John 12 and 17.
All right.
When you get knowledge of what God is calling for, you can understand the results of the fruits.
Yes.
You understand what the fruits supposed to look like.
Right.
St. John 12 and 47.
47.
Thank God. Yes.
Yes. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not.
Mm-hmm.
For I came not to judge the world, but to save
them. Wait a minute. That should be the testimony of everyone that God sends. We're not here to condemn anybody. We're not here to bring stress on anyone. But the word brings it because of our situations.
Yeah.
We have to change. The word's not going to change. That's not our intent. The intent is to be saved. But in order to be saved, we have to bring knowledge of our outlandish ancestors.
Yes.
Read.
He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him.
So they can reject it, but that's what's going to judge. It's not us. And we have to remember that too, saints. We're not trying to judge individuals. We're just bringing judgment. You have to take what you need. We're not trying to condemn anybody. We're condemning behavior outside of this. That's what we're condemning. Not a personal, but the enemy always trying to make it personal. It ain't nothing personal. This is food we need for health. That's what we need. Read.
For I have not spoken of myself,
mm-hmm.
but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment.
So that's one of the fruits you know, if they're talking about God's commandments.
Yes.
We went to Israel, they didn't mention the word commandment. I don't, well, we said, well, but maybe they didn't mention it because it was so common to them. So was the scribes and Pharisees, but Jesus mentioned it. They didn't mention it. They didn't mention anything about nothing but tradition, not even the prophets. The only prophet they mentioned was Moses and Abraham. That was it. Jesus was talking about the word, the commandments, the Father. They weren't talking about that. When you just go back and look at what the fruit should be and what was done, you see the difference. Go ahead, read.
He gave me a commandment, what I should say.
Everyone that God sends should be saying the same thing. The Father gave us the word, gave us the commandments. Why do they say that? Because of traditions, and they're just so caught up and they can't see it in darkness. How are you going to entertain them? You can't, the word is unbroken. They couldn't break his bones. You can't break his word either. But they broke it on the Sunday. And talking about baptism and all that other stuff was put in there. Go ahead, read.
And what I should speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
Life everlasting. What?
Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Only speaking what the word is talking about. Go to the third chapter. You're only reading what the word is talking about. And you'll get upset with somebody. Get upset with John. Get upset with Jesus. Don't get upset with the messenger for. The ones that spoke it. We don't repeat it. And when you start speaking it, get real quiet. You'd be wondering, where's the amens? Said, now we got a brother come out of amen. Brother, find out who all know how to say amen out there. And ask him, what be the problem? Everything. Amen. Amen. You would think they're over there in Barbados somewhere. Okay, come on. St. John 3:34, what does it say?
Yes, Pastor 34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God.
How plain is that? That's what Jesus spoke, the same thing as Moses. He said, he was the lawgiver. He said, only to think I'm coming to destroy the law or the prophets, not going to do that. Come to fulfill it. Every leader should be talking the same thing. Fulfilling it, right? Read.
For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him.
Now, if I believe that, then why should I say, well, they were sanctified. They just didn't know about the Sabbath. Well, that's if you've been measured. But if you're truly chosen, God will give you the knowledge.
Yes.
Because if you don't have the Son with the commandments, you ain't got the everlasting life. If the scripture says, go to 1 John. That's what it says. All of those who's tuning in on, what do you call that, webcam? Same thing. Webcam, what do we call it? 1 John 5 and 11. I love this scripture. It's so plain to me. So everyone that's looking at this broadcast, ask your leader, why come you don't talk about those commandments? Because that's the record. You're going to talk about God's word. And how they disguise it. We're going to preach God's word. Yeah, but what is the word? They won't go there. Then they turn around and tell them, has the law been destroyed? It was not. If it's been destroyed, they destroyed it, not God. 5 and 11 says what?
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life.
What?
And this life is in
so
the Son.
Every Christian that is striving for eternal life should give the litmus test. Say, well, what is eternal life? If they can't say, tell you that it's God's commandments, you're in the wrong place. You're not getting taught the commandments. You're not getting any knowledge. Because that's what it is. That's what you know. That's the record of God sent of his Son. What?
He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
How plain is that? So if your leader is not bringing you the commandments and teaching them in the 10 precepts as is written, you don't have eternal life. Which means you don't have the true God. What did 1 John say? Let's read that. 5 and 20 says what? And we know. Right down at the bottom there.
Yes, Pastor. And we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding.
What is that understanding? The understanding was keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding. That's what he's given us. And then he tells that. That's true. Now I know. He said, well, nobody got up and kicked their shoes off. Nobody said, thank you, Jesus, and threw their wig up here. It don't take all that to say you live for God. Amen? It don't take all that. It's just truth. Go ahead.
That we may know him, that is true, and we are in him.
Now, the scriptures tell you. It tells you plainly. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is lying. Hereby do we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Read.
That we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true.
What?
Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
Go back to St. John 3 and 34. Read it again.
Yes, Pastor.
We have the true God. And we have those that have been sent by God to speak the words of God. Isn't that beautiful? Read it again.
For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him.
What?
The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his
hands. Whatever the situation, he put in the hands of the Son. So well, now the hands got something in his hand. The Son got a computer in his hand. Son, remember a computer. Well, whatever he decides, that's in his hands because God put it in his hands, right? So whatever decision he decides, if they say get you a computer specialist, that's what you should do, right?
Yes.
If they say just forget about it, you should believe it.
Yes.
Not walk away and say, you don't know anything about computers. He's supposed to be speaking in the state of God.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
You walking by faith, right?
Yes.
So are the leader. He said we walk by faith and not by sight. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 2. Let's read that again. 5 and 2, 2 Corinthians. Thank God.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven.
We all desire more fruits of the Spirit. Everybody wants more love. And everyone wants to be able to pass a test that you think that you came short in. That's being clothed upon with righteousness. What?
If so, be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked.
We don't want to be found naked. Let's go to Ezekiel.
All right.
43 and 10. Yes.
Yes.
Thank God. We want to be clothed upon, and God got just what he want to clothe us with.
Mm-hmm.
Another house, that spiritual house.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful? We'll be clothed in spiritualness now, not in carnal, not in carnality. Well, it says 43 and 10 says what?
Thou son of man, Show the house to the house of Israel.
Show the house to the house of Israel. In other words, here's God's requirements. This is our heavenly calling. What?
That they may be ashamed of their iniquities, mm-hmm. and let them measure the pattern.
What?
And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house and the fashion thereof.
Well, wait a minute. This house you can look in, you must be able to see yourself. Yeah. This house must have a bunch of mirrors.
Mm-hmm, that's beautiful.
This house is showing us ourselves. It's called the Word. Isn't that beautiful? Read. Yes. That's the form of a house. How many know that's a house? And that's what we have to be built up into, that house. Read.
And the goings out thereof. What? And the comings in thereof.
Isn't that beautiful? Listen, God's Word tells us how to act when we go out, and tells us how to act when we come in. So what kind of form we should be in? We should be sincerity and in truth. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And all the ordinances thereof. Mm-hmm. And all the forms thereof.
In other words, everything we able to do, just like I was saying about this COVID thing. Not COVID, this Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. You get downtown, get into a situation where everybody is chanting Black Lives Matter, and you can't get out. You better learn how to say Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you getting out? Black Lives, oh, it matters, all right. My life matters. Yeah. That's what Paul did. Got in Rome and said, I'm a Roman. What? Oh, yeah. He escaped another beating, probably.
Yes.
Black life do matter. Like I said, don't be ashamed or afraid to say it. Especially if your life is the one that's mattering. You know, so you believe in Black Lives Matter? Yeah, I do. I'm believing more than that. You let me out of here. Go ahead.
Yes.
Listen, I'm serious. You don't know what situation you're going to be in. And you don't want them to put you in a situation to make you lie about something.
Right.
But I'm just trying to show you the freedom you have if you have knowledge.
Yes.
Come on, do Black Lives Matter? Life matters, period.
Yes.
I don't care what color you put on it. It still matters.
Yes.
So, yeah, it does. Read.
And all the laws thereof.
Mm-hmm.
And write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof. And
now wait a minute, how you keep the whole form if you took out the Sabbath day and put your own day in there? It says the whole form of the house. You can't change it.
Yes.
What?
The whole form thereof and all the ordinances thereof and do them.
What? Well, wait a minute. This, and all the ordinances thereof and do them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought the preacher said you couldn't do it. They said you couldn't keep that law. Ezekiel's saying differently.
All right.
What?
This is the law of the house,
mm-hmm.
upon the top of the mountain, the whole limit thereof round about shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house.
So whatever your building is called,
that's beautiful.
Shadow way to heaven.
Set any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.